State-owned power utility Eskom released its annual results for the year ended March 2018, and the revelations were concerning, to say the least. The company announced that it suffered a net loss of 2.3 billion rand. This compares to an 888 million rand profit reported for the previous year. And it reflected that there had been some 19.6 billion rand worth of irregular expenditure, which dated as far back as 2012. The company is heavily indebted to the tune of over 360 billion rand and has to borrow money in order to pay off its debt installments. Well, I'm joined on the line by Eskom's acting CFO, Khalib Kasim. Khalib, thank you very much for joining us. A net loss of 2.3 billion rand, what does this number speak to?
Good evening to you and your listeners. So firstly, the net loss of 2.3 billion at a group level effectively is linked to from an earnings perspective, you can see that we've grown from 37 billion to 45 billion rand, and that was on the back on cost savings initiatives. However, as we come below the earnings line, we see that the growth in depreciation and finance costs has escalated, which has eroded the earnings to give us a loss of 2.3 billion rand for financial year FY18.
Right. So now one of the things you've reported is that there was irregular expenditure of up to 19.6 billion rand, which dates back to 2012. If you could just unpack that number for us somewhat, because you're reporting for the year ended March 2018. So there would naturally be an interest to know whether there was any irregular expenditure for this specific year. And just to basically speak to the other years, because if you say it dates back to 2012, how much of it dates back to that time?
Thanks for that. I think firstly, as part of the cleanup and addressing the qualification from March 17, what we've identified as irregular expenditure, which was incurred in this financial year of FY18, was 5.5 billion rand. Sure. There's a second element there of 6.5 billion, which we're saying affects more than FY18. And we haven't got to that particular stage where we've been able to split that 6.5 billion between exactly the current year that was reported and the previous years. And then the amounts that we've identified that's definitely linked to prior to FY18 was 7.5 billion. So maybe if I simply say, yes, 5.5 billion in this financial year, and the others to past years going back as 2012. I think, Numpo, it's important to highlight that as part of the cleanup and the processes that we've implemented to align to requirements in terms of our policies and National Treasury, many of that adjustments and process enhancement have literally been embedded in the last quarter of FY18. So we are expecting the trend for actual expenditure in FY19 to decrease. However, as I've mentioned and the chairman has indicated today, we are still doing some cleanup relating to the historic years. So some of those items may then come out even in FY19's financial reporting.
So the irregularities that you speak of, what do they relate to? Is it mostly in the area of tenders, or is it other areas as well? And on top of that, has anyone been criminally charged following your investigations?
So firstly, yes, this is effectively relating to procurement compliance in terms of Eskom's own internal policies and that of National Treasury in terms of a triple PFA and PFMA. And some of the big items, for example, is the 6.5 billion relates to deviations in contracts that exceeded, for example, 15 million rand as a deviation, which requires Eskom to go and get permission from the National Treasury's procurement office for those deviations. Eskom has not done that in these last 2 years, which reflects the 6.5 billion. The second one relating to the procurement issues was 4.9 billion rand relating to what we term sole source procurement, where we were required to request permission from the National Treasury to pursue any sole source procurement, which we have not done. We should have gone out on open tender. And maybe the last big item to highlight for your audience is that there was 3.2 billion rand relating to tax certificates, in particular foreign suppliers who have a footprint in South Africa, that was not obtained at the time of concluding those contracts, which means that as we incurred expenditure against those contracts, it's deemed irregular from a reporting perspective.
So now, Eskom's financial situation looks untenable. The debt is huge, and you're currently having to incur more debt to pay off debt. That really appears to be more than a slippery slope. So what ultimately has to give for the utility to be viable?
In terms of the financial results, we must remember that this was on the back of a tariff increase of 2.2% for this financial year. We did focus on trying to keep our cost escalations at inflation or below, and that's reflected in the EBITDA. However, yes, in terms of our cash from operations, we didn't generate sufficient to cover both the interest and the debt for FY18, which meant that we had to utilize some of our opening cash. I think going forward, as we indicated in today's release, we need to first look at ourselves as Eskom, focus on our cost base in terms of capital expenditure, our primary energy costs, in particular coal, as well as our operating costs, which includes our employee costs. Make sure that that is at efficient and optimal levels before then looking at the revenue requirement that will be linked to two elements. One, the future tariffs, and number two, trying to stimulate growth in the economy going forward.
There is talk about retrenchments at Eskom. Are you able to make, you know, give any clarity on that?
So what we have spoken to investors and stakeholders about, we're in the process of finalizing and coming up with a strategy for the medium to longer term. This will obviously take into account the design of the business model and operating model, taking into account policy requirements and energy mix. And then we need to align the appropriate cost structure that will align to that business model going forward. I think, yes, if it does come down to the issue of retrenchments, as a principle, we have to start at the top from a management level, as was indicated by one of the questions earlier today, around executives growing between 200 and 600.
Look, obviously you guys have been in the war, so to speak, with workers as a negotiation around wages has been going on. And of course, they're not very happy about the fact that a decision was taken not to give bonuses. From an objective perspective, I suppose one would understand. I mean, if you've got such massive losses, it would be very difficult for you to pay. But obviously, on the other hand, workers are saying, you know, we're not responsible for this high level of corruption that was going on, and we're being punished for it. And then on top of that, they also say, and then now Eskom's introducing another layer of, you know, of executive. So that is, you're looking to get a chief operating officer who's not going to come cheap. What's the point when you already have an existing executive in place?
I think there are some important elements that are valid in those arguments. And I think that the sooner we can streamline the management level, I think it will put us on a firmer foundation to have engagements with our organized labor representatives.
Now, to a degree, you have responded to this forthcoming question, but it's a more forward-looking question. It seems that demand for electricity has been sliding for some time. And then, of course, new capacity in the form of Medupi, and Kusile will one day become available. What's the game plan if the economy is not where it needs to be to consume all that capacity?
I think from our side, firstly, it'll mean that once we complete Medupi, we target in 2020 and Kusile 2022, we would firstly look to come up with some initiatives to try to stimulate the local demand. However, as part of our strategy, we need to look in the region as well to utilize that capacity if it's available. And I think then also ultimately it'll come down to this balance of supply and demand. And it'll mean that, the power stations we currently have in the fleet do come to the end of their lives at some point in time. Mm-hmm. And aligned to the integrated resource plan that we expect soon, we will need to align those decisions in terms of when do certain stations then come off the grid.
All right, Caleb. Thank you very much for your time and just giving us a sense of what's going on at Eskom. That was Caleb Kassim. He's the acting CFO at Eskom.